Join cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson for an NFR Final Round Watch Party Saturday, December 14th, starting at 3 p.m. at Frontier Brewing Company in Casper, Wyoming. There is nothing better than enjoying some outstanding cowboy entertainment in a theater setting as a prelude to watching the final round of the National Finals Rodeo on the big screen while enjoying your favorite beverage, all without the hassle and cost of Las Vegas. Entertainment starts at 3 p.m. with Bren Hill and Andy Nelson, then the NFR Watch Party starts at 6 p.m. Join us Saturday, December 14th at 3 p.m. at the Frontier Brewing Company in Casper, Wyoming. Tickets are available at 24tix.com. That's 24tix.com or at the door. For more information, call 307-360-8776.
I'll keep one hand on the wheel and one hand in the rigging.
Howdy, folks. This is Bren Hill, and you're listening to my good pards Andy and Jim Nelson on Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Breno. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, really?
What do you got for us this week?
You seen rings, hoof rings on your pony?
I've seen them. Not on any of mine.
Right.
Yeah, but I have seen them. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't tell you how old they are.
No.
That tells you there's been some kind of trauma.
Right.
That's taken
place. At some point.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
And a fever ring. Some people call them fever rings.
There you go.
Hoof rings.
Not to be confused with ring bone.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Totally right. Different.
Totally different animal.
Yeah. Ring bone is fatal.
Almost. Yeah. Something else. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at a horse and you're thinking you want to buy it, look real close to the hoof.
Yes.
And see if there's some hoof rings, some fever rings,
sure,
growth rings taking place. That means that there's been some trauma there.
On more than one hoof.
Exactly.
Okay, if there's been a little trauma on one hoof, you might be able to understand that.
Right.
If there's some rings on more than one hoof,
yes,
might be a hint.
Might be a chronic problem.
Okay, might be a hint. Okay.
And keep in mind, too, as those rings come down.
Yeah.
To the ground,
sure.
They're going to crack and they're going to split and they're going to fall off.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So be prepared.
Yeah,
be ready.
You're going to have to be vigilant, aren't you?
Absolutely. Keep an eye on them. Yeah. It's not, like I say, it's not a death blow, but it's a concern. It could be a chronic thing. It could be just an acute thing at some point.
Ask about the history of the horse.
Ask some more. And then, if you're still not sure, get your vet involved.
Get a hold of Dr. Bob. He'll come out and help you out. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, that's some great information there, big feller. Yeah. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of us and they want to say, ring what?
Ring bone.
Ring around the what?
The tub.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Oh, well, just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And what if they want to request a disc?
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
Sure. Pony Express rides clear to our house, P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
You did that on purpose.
You never know. You know, it gets so monotonous here. We got to swap things up every once in a while. And I'll bet you the average listener had no idea
we did
anything different.
Exactly.
Right there. Right. All right, then let's have some more music.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, our good buddy, old friend, old pal, Rich O'Brien.
Yeah.
Is riding along with us this week. Here comes Santa Claus.
Thank you. the late Mr. Rich O'Brien.
Good stuff.
I love the Badger. Sure, sure do miss him.
You betcha. Man. But luckily, we got a lot of his music.
We do. And we had an occasion to sit around a dinner table with him now and then.
That's right. Yeah.
And have some great.
Had some real good dinner. Had some around the table conversations
around the dinner table.
Yeah.
So you spurred some memories. We're talking about Dr. Bob on one of our cow cruises that we went. They've been on several with us. I think they went to Alaska. They went to the Caribbean. Yeah, anyway,
they hit a lot of
them. But we'd sit around the dinner table at night at the end of the day. So the cruise ships would make an area just for us.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to wait in line. Mm-hmm. We walked by everybody that was waiting in line. Everybody got we got the evil
we
eye.
We got the stink eye.
Stink eye,
sure.
Usually when we walked by them. But anyway, we walked by and they would set us in this big group, depending on how many people we had, mm-hmm. 8 or 10 tables worth of how many people can fit at a table, right? Yeah. And we'd sit there and we'd talk about the things that went on that day, and we'd hoot and we'd holler, and everybody'd kind of give us the stink eye again because we weren't quiet about it.
Well, and everybody was sunburnt.
Yeah.
In some cases.
Yep.
Frostbite.
Exactly.
In others.
Yep. And maybe even had a start on the libations before.
A good start.
Good start. It may have.
It's good for the appetite.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. That's right. Anyway, I got to thinking about Dr. Bob dumpster diving.
And he took an oath.
Yeah. To care for animals.
All animals.
That's right.
Took an oath.
Yeah. So the iguana whisperer.
Yeah.
We'd just gotten off the ship.
Yeah.
Just barely.
Yeah.
And there were some iguanas sitting there on some rocks.
Right next to the trash can.
Yep. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Dr. Bob went dumpster diving.
And found some crackers.
Found some crackers.
And he was hand-feeding the iguanas.
The iguanas. Yeah. Yeah.
Bacon bits or whatever
Chumming them.
Well, and that was down in one of the Caribbean islands.
Yeah.
And then when we went to Hawaii, he captured a wild chicken.
That's right. There are wild chickens all over
everywhere.
The place down there. Yep. That's right. He did.
And there was a ruckus going on. And everybody turned. It's Dr. Bob.
That's just Dr. Bob. He's taking care of the livestock. Yeah.
That was on the Parker Ranch, I believe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, and when we'd go back and we'd eat dinner, we'd talk about all the things that happened throughout the day.
Yeah.
And those were some good conversations around the dinner table.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. We can't just talk about the bad ones.
We
got to talk about the good ones. And
good
I think we'll bring up some of those here in the next segment.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Yes.
But we also need to talk about things you should not talk about.
There
at the dinner
is
table.
Nothing
yeah.
at our dinner table that you cannot talk
I
about.
I know, that is sacred. Nothing is sacred. Lansing boils, Lansing
always
abscesses, things
always.
Like that. And when you're eating banana cream pudding or pie.
Guacamole.
Yeah. Ooh. Let's ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, D.W. Grothy has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.